South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala. Great to have you here every week at this time. We check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Act Smart IT. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning. Well, this week we're going to be talking about Amazon, some upcoming changes you said we need to know about.
Yeah, we need to talk about Amazon. You know, according to Amazon's latest financial reports, and the company's current revenue is $554 million a year, and their Amazon's gross profit for the past 12 months ending in September of last year, gross profit, $256 billion. I think they're making quite a bit of money over on us the consumers.
They do. They seem to be doing very well, and it seems like the profits are not going down.
Exactly. They went up. They're up almost 19% year over year for 2023 and 2022. But the thing is, they just, in the past year or two, they've laid off and or fired 27,000 people.
Oh, my. Okay. I wonder why they have to, what the downsizing is. It seems like times are good.
Seems like times are good for them, but apparently not in their minds. And I think it's still all about the almighty buck for all of these big guys. So the downsizing helps. And now, because they hook us, all these guys hook us on something. For instance, when we all bought the Alexa shows so that you could talk to Alexa and ask it questions and all those different things, Now they're proclaiming that they're going to be charging that for as a subscription service like everything else in the world.
For what? What will be a subscription?
For Alexa. You're going to be paying for Alexa on the devices you've already paid Amazon for on a monthly fee.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. So the reason for that is apparently that back in 2022, Business Insider reported that Alexa was on track to lose $10 billion that year.
Oh, so okay.
It's one of those things that they release something that we all fall in love with and we all use on a regular basis, and then they realize, oh, crap, we're not making any money on that anymore. We sold them the device, but they get to use it for free.
Yeah, we can't have that. So we got to figure out, is there a way we can somehow automatically take money out of their account? That would be really good. And we've talked about, I mean, that is the idea for everything. And it's crazy because it seems like, you know, when you wanted to buy a product or maybe you could argue, you know, with a subservice that, you know, there certainly have been subscriptions that go back, you know, with newspapers and other things like that and magazines. Yep. But then again, you know, you talk about Sports Illustrated. You think about some models where people stop paying for things. But you wonder, you know, I guess if you get charged, and this goes into the whole thing about, you know, having to stream an NFL game, will there be any point where you, and I mean everybody there, will stop it? Or will there be enough? Because there has to be enough in order to keep going with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know that there'll ever be enough when it comes to the bottom line.
No, I suppose not. You're right.
So they all want to make more money, and the only way they're going to make more money is to take it from us, their customers.
Of course, of course. Okay, but you're right. It's easier to, you know, put a product or whatever or sell you some kind of artificial, you know, AI thing or, you know, I don't know, maybe give you a free robot for your house, and then you got to, you know, start paying a monthly fee for it. But yeah, once you get used to something, it's hard to stop a lot for many people. You want to, you know, you're like, well, okay, I'll eat it, right?
Exactly. And that's kind of what happens. Amazon expected us to use our Alexa devices as transactional machines, which means we would walk up to it and say, Alexa, order me this, that, or whatever from Amazon.
Yeah, be careful, David, when you're saying that. Yeah, you know, you have to look around. You know, do I have a device near me that's going to order 500 cases of coffee? But yeah,
I do. And she just said to me, "Excuse me, I didn't understand what you said." But anyway, that's okay. So you need to be careful when you're doing that, and that's how they want to make more money on this. And I'm sure they're going to move this forward when they release a new Alexa. That's a generative AI version, it's probably not going to work with the old devices that we've already purchased.
Okay. So, how does this work? So you buy the smart speaker, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
The little thing, and you hook that up, and then I guess I'm not sure how it exactly works. I thought that was just something that connects to the internet, and then does it just go on, or do you have to have an Amazon account to use that?
Well, that's what you have to do. You actually have to connect it to your Amazon account.
Okay, I get it. Okay. So you already have the Amazon account, and then you get this right now for free, but you're saying what, it'll just come out of the payment, right, then for Amazon? Will they just make that go up?
They haven't decided on what the payment is going to be for this Alexa monthly billing, but we'll find out. This looks like it's probably going to happen by June of this year. And I'm sure that everyone knows, or everyone hears, that all these different voice assistants, whether it's Alexa or Siri or any of the other ones, they've struggled to drive revenue since people use these just the basic queries, like checking the weather.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, how many of you out there, hands raised, are using them to order things all the time? Which, again, you know, that's what they would want you to do. But yeah, you're right. How many people are using it just to see the weather or, you know, blah, 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 who won the game or play me, whatever.
Yep. And we also use ours. We have one at home here, and we have one at our grandchildren's home, so that we can actually talk to them through it.
Oh, wow. You can do that?
Because they're Alexa shows, so we can talk to them and see them on the screen.
Oh, wow. And, of course, you can also play WATD radio.
Exactly right. There's so many other things. But in the future, we're going to be playing to pay or paying to play on our Alexa devices. And it'll probably happen with Siri and all the other voice assistants out there as well.
Well, I was going to say, do you think, though, that when it comes to these, that there would be any other options where one would make themselves free in order to try to get customers? Or do you think they'll all go to the same model?
Unfortunately, I think they're all going to have to go to the same model. Once one of the big guys takes that first step, everyone thinks about how they can do it too, because it's, as we said, it's all about the bottom line.
Yeah.
Get the bucks in the bank.
That's it. Okay. All right. So when are these changes going into effect?
So this one, so projected rollout is going to be June of this year. And then there's one more thing that we should talk about. And this is another one that's going to stick in people's craws. Amazon is also going to start showing commercials when you're streaming Amazon content. Now, we already pay for Prime, which gives us that content. But now, as of January 29th, which is only a couple days away, there'll be an additional cost of $2.99 per month on top of the Prime membership to eliminate advertisements.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go with that whole thing about, I thought I was paying so I didn't have to watch ads. Like I said before, we have the radio. It's free. I don't come to your house and take money. But we have sponsors and commercials, and that's the arrangement that's been in since almost the beginning of radio. But now it seems like, again, how greedy can you be? You're going to take a subscription fee that's supposed to pay for the content, but it's not enough, and then you're going to run ads. And speaking of ads, I don't know what it is, but on some of these things where they have the ads, it's the same darn ad over and over and over again.
Yep, the more impressions they get, the more they can charge that advertiser.
I know, I get it. Oh, man. All right, David Snell, he's got the latest on this in his blog. David, where do people need to go?
Folks can go to actsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and see about all the new money we're going to be paying Amazon.
Yippee! actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that, Mr. Bezos. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.